Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima.
They have all the players, and the players are all wearing their NFL, you know, style socks, which you have to make sure you have to keep them socks up or you're going to get in trouble. And Joe Burrow, he's got like the three-quarter length, and so they're not all the way up. I think they're exposing Joe Burrow's knees on purpose to let you know, like, hey, he's going to be okay. Joe Burrow's doing just fine. Yep, the knees are still there. They didn't have to sew his ankles to his shins like Cotton Hill. Like, everything's fine. He's going to be okay.
You sure they didn't CGI his knees in there?
You know what? They might have.
Are those even his knees? Did they bring in a knee model?
One does look a little smaller than the other one. I will forward this to you from the Bengals here, Tone. One,
to put extra CLs in there.
There is a conspiracy afoot.
It's a knee.
Welcoming in the dangerous one, Daryl Ryder. Brought to you by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. Daryl, did you see those Bengals uniforms yet?
I did. And please understand, Photoshop can work wonders.
What are you trying to say? You think that they're Photoshopping Joe Burrow's healthy knees in there?
I would never insinuate such a thing.
That's what you just did. I'm blaming you. Daryl Ryder joining us here on the show. Browns beat reporter, 92.3 The Fan and 92.3thefan.com. Available on the Odyssey app. Get it now. It's absolutely free. I don't know why you wouldn't. Daryl, Sheldon Richardson cut over the weekend. There were a lot of people jumping in going, Ken, relax. Andrew Berry has a plan. And I'm going, guys, I know. I'm sure he does. But I'm still a little bummed that Sheldon Richardson got cut. I like Sheldon Richardson. I'd be sad to see him go. Do you think that this is something that's permanent, or is there a possibility they could bring back Sheldon Richardson?
Yeah, I wouldn't close the door on them bringing back Sheldon Richardson, but this is a problem that good teams have, and he's a cap casualty. That the cap is a lot tighter this year. They're going to need rollover money going forward for some of the contract extensions that they're going to have. If they can get Richardson back at a much lower price than the 13 and change cap hit that he was going to cost, they saved around $12 million in space by releasing him, then it certainly makes sense to do it. I'm with you. I like Sheldon Richardson a lot. Hard to say last year because we weren't in the locker room, so you didn't really get that, face-to-face type of observation. But, you know, his first year here in 2019, a lot of guys leaned on him. He was one of the leaders within the locker room, loved and respected by his teammates. So you lose a little of the culture there by releasing him, you know. And I remember when he came to Cleveland, he didn't come with the greatest of reputations, but when he was here, man, he was an outstanding influence among his teammates. So I don't feel like the Cleveland Browns are better without Sheldon Richardson.
Yeah, Daryl, obviously his teammates absolutely loved him. At least it sounded like that in the past. Myles Garrett really high on him. Is that a surprise that we would have to have a casualty this year, especially when the Browns had all that rollover cap, the fact that they had such a high number when you factored that in? I remember that tweet earlier in the offseason to demonstrate that the Browns, you know, really were not going to be as limited as some other teams. And then here we are having to make a move like that. Now, I get it. It's not over. And, of course, the Browns still have the draft and everything. But does that surprise you at all that we'd be faced with something like that?
No, I mean, I was not surprised that they released Richardson. I figured that they were either going to release or restructure his contract. They, went with the outright termination of the contract. And, the cap went down significantly. So tough decisions have to be made. You got to pay Nick Chubb next year. You've got to pay Baker Mayfield here pretty soon. You're going to have to pay Denzel Ward here pretty soon. There's three sizable contract extensions looming that I feel like they absolutely need to get done. So, this is the task of Andrew Berry. He has to balance the winning with the present with positioning the team to not only retain its core, but to, be able to be a contender going forward. So, to answer your question, Anthony, no, unfortunately, it did not catch me off guard or by surprise. I certainly understand some of the fans that are scratching their head and a little frustrated. I'll just say, hey, the Kansas City Chiefs got rid of their entire offensive line this offseason because of the salary cap. So, they got a guy that they're paying, I think, $1 billion to play quarterback for them. So, these are difficult decisions that have to be made, not just by Andrew Berry, but by GMs across the league. Now it's on Berry to, fill that void, whether that's bringing back Richardson at a lower dollar figure or, through the draft or a veteran.
So, Daryl, we're talking to Daryl Ryder, our Browns beat reporter. How do you compare, as of today, I know there's still a draft, but how do you compare their defensive line with last year's line that had Olivier Vernon when healthy and obviously Larry Ogunjobi, who's now gone, and Richardson as well?
Yeah, three-fourths of the line gone. Quite frankly, I think it's an unknown quantity right now. It's not better, that's for sure. And that's not to say, though, those remaining, right? It's not to say that Jordan Elliott and Andrew Billings and Jadeveon Clowney can't be better. Don't misunderstand me, but just that combination right now is an unknown quantity to me. I've not seen it together. So I would say, as we have this conversation right now, that the defensive line is not better. But I'll put an asterisk on that comment pending, future review of the replacements. But, I really like Larry Ogunjobi a lot. We just discussed Sheldon Richardson. And Olivier Vernon had 9 sacks before he got hurt. Olivier was playing like the player the Browns thought that they were getting following that trade with the Giants. So, we'll see how these guys do this year. But, they're basically replacing three-fourths of that front.
El Dangerous One, Daryl Ryder, joining us here. Daryl, for the voluntary workouts, are there teams that are showing up to the voluntary workouts? Or are they all?
I'll be honest with you. I think the NFLPA could have done us all a favor and just released the list of teams that were going to show up.
Yeah.
As opposed to every day, it was like the following statement from the insert name of the team here players. Like the Browns are not. The Steelers are not. There's a lot of teams around the league that just, quite frankly, and I think boycott's the wrong word. Because I don't consider this a boycott. It is a multi-layered decision why a lot of these players are choosing not to show up. And at the forefront is COVID. They're not comfortable showing up to the facilities without, I think, the same protocols that were in place when they left last season, which those protocols would not be in place, from what I understand. And so, from that standpoint, I certainly understand. We know where J.C. Treader stands on the offseason workout. J.C. and I absolutely see eye to eye on the offseason program. I think we learned last year a lot of it's nonsense and, quite frankly, isn't as valuable as we in the media and teams make it out to be. I think it's valuable to rookies. I think it's valuable to guys coming off injury. I think it's certainly valuable to free agents that are joining a new team to get a head start. But, yeah, I think that they could do more virtually and scale back. And, I would actually like to see them do no offseason program this year so we get another year of data, because one of the things Treader points to, concussions are down and missed time injuries were down fairly significantly last year. And Treader's saying the reason of that is because guys were not putting mileage on their bodies by participating in offseason workouts.
Darryl Ryder joining us on the show. Is there pressure, though, on Baker Mayfield to show up in the facility? Like, I know he's not going to be here. He was at a hockey game on Saturday.
Right.
Is there, like, pressure on a quarterback to still show up in the future since, your position is not necessarily just a player on the team. You are, in a lot of ways, one of the executives on the franchise.
Yeah. Well, you're the field general, right?
Yeah.
Team to player, yeah, I'm sure there could be some pressure there to have Baker show up. But, I remember Brett Favre didn't show up to Packers offseason, right? And remember, this is, air quotes, voluntary, right? And that's what these players are saying right now. It's a voluntary program. We're exercising our rights within the collective bargaining agreement. We're not violating the CBA, not by any stretch. And we don't have to be there, so we're not going to be there this year. But yeah, I think it's fair to say that, Ken, that because he's Baker Mayfield, he's the quarterback. But my counter argument to that is, hey, if no one else is there, why does Baker have to be there?
All right, Darryl, earlier in the show, we talked about Baker's MVP odds, and the question was asked whether or not Baker's being disrespected at 33-1 behind Kyler Murray, behind Justin Herbert, behind Carson Wentz. What do you think?
Vegas wants your money, baby. I think that that's what a big part of that is. I will say that when I saw those odds, my eyes did open when I saw that Carson Wentz was given better odds than him. And then it hit me. Vegas wants my money. Vegas wants you to bet on that or whatever establishment or sports book that you deal with. But I can't put too much, or I can't get too excited or upset over that, because there's a financial component and an engagement component. You guys obviously are talking about it. I wrote about it. It was eye-catching, but that's the whole point, right? That was the whole point of that. So they accomplished what they wanted to accomplish with that, and I'm sure they got a lot of action off of those odds, because people looked at that and said, really? You're putting Carson Wentz in front of Baker Mayfield, who has the two best running backs, two of the best wide receivers in the NFL, and the best offensive line. Okay, I'll put me down for whatever. So they certainly got what they wanted out of that, and that's why I'm not getting the least bit excited where they listed Baker, because again, there's a motive behind that.
Darryl, wide receiver at 26, yes or no?
I've seen mock drafts that have had the Browns take a receiver, and I say no. Unless it really is the best guy. I mean, hey, I'd be fine if they took an offensive lineman at 26. You've got the experts and the scouts that are saying that this is a very good class for offensive linemen, but I really believe and feel that Andrew Berry needs to use the 26th pick on the best defensive player that's available, because while, yes, he has filled a lot of those holes on that side of the ball, Ken, they got depth issues and they've got long-term issues in some key spots. So I say no to the wide receiver.
Dale, as we get closer, are we learning anything more about the draft as far as the NFL? It's the question I get asked the most by people wanting to know. I know they said the Muni lot is going to be closed.
Yeah.
I think for that, which it took some people by surprise, although I guess what would be the point of hanging out in the Muni lot? I mean, the draft is down the street. Go to the draft. But what is that going to look like?
Well, they want it to be a controlled environment still, right? And that's why, they don't want tailgating. Still don't know numbers as far as specifically how many people will be allowed in, especially the sessions for the NFL experience, because that's really where the common fan will be able to really enjoy the draft is through that NFL experience. You know, they're going to have a bunch of events around First Energy Stadium and the draft theater and that, and then you can actually go into First Energy Stadium and do stuff on the field, which I think is really great. But it is limited who's actually going to be inside that draft theater. It's still not an ordinary year. They're trying to make it look and feel as normal as possible. But yeah, we still don't have numbers as far as how many people are going to actually be admitted. Obviously, the governor has relaxed the restrictions for outdoor gatherings and events, but the NFL, to their credit, they want to make sure that it is a very safe environment for everybody that does attend, and it doesn't become some sort of super spreader event.
Daryl, we thank you very much for the time. All the best. We'll talk to you again soon.
You got it, guys.
Thank you very much. Daryl Ryder doesn't want to say see you in LA anymore. And I can't click out. Maybe what? There we go. This whole system is just awry over here. I'm sorry. It might be over. I'm not sure. He just hasn't said it anymore. Maybe he forgot. Like, people think we forgot Brimley Cocoon Line. They haven't updated anything since April 7th.
I'm
sorry, folks.
I've been deep diving to find things.
Yeah,
there.
Owen's trying to dive in and find his own Brimley Cocoon Lines that we can do. They had to have found out that we were doing it, and they decided, you know what? It's too big. We're enough of this. We're done with it.
Just tired of doing show prep for us.
Yeah, that's true.
1970 wasn't a big year for people to be born.
Anthony Gonzalez, 9 o'clock. We'll talk with him. He's got more legislation about players being able to use their likenesses in college sports. And just what on earth would you do if you were Baker Mayfield and under pressure? It's Ken Carmen with Anthony Lima live on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.